This is Thomas Branch, Chairman of the City of Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals. I would first like to check with the board members who should be present. I'm going to call your name. Tell me that you're present. Just want to make sure we have a quorum. Hunter Hall. Hunter Hall, are you there? You here? What did he say? Okay. Hunter, I had trouble hearing you there.
I was trying to unmute myself. Here I am.
Oh, there we go. Perfect. Okay. All right. Mr. Michael Condon, are you present?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Trapper Griffith, are you present?
You got it.
Okay, perfect. And that's all. We have four members present. I'll just double check to make sure we don't have anybody. Mr. Merriman, you're not on. If you are, please let me know. Mr. Brown, but it looks like y'all are not on. So it appears that we have a quorum with Mr. Hall, Mr. Condon, Mr. Griffith, and I. All right. This is the May 28, 2020 City of Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. This is a quasi-judicial format. So that being said, you will need to present any evidence which you wish to have this board hear. And if you wish to appeal any issues, you'll need to appeal it to the Superior Court of Chatham County. It's important that you make sure to present anything you wish to be heard here today, because if you don't, you may waive that ability when you get down the road, if you wish to challenge any decision that this board makes. This is a very unique format, obviously. So there is, for the members of the public, there is the ability to raise your hand. So I will go through the meeting here, and we'll make some, once we get to the public hearings, I'll have the panelists or I'll have the presenter make their statement. And then we'll have members of the public. What you have to do is there's a little icon where you raise your hand. And then Julie will let me know. I'll have a little message where I can recognize you. So it's very important that you, if you want to say something or present anything, that you do it now. And so right now is a good time. If anybody has any questions on any technical difficulties that's on the call, right now would be a good time to air those. So I'll give you a couple seconds. Okay. Hearing none, I'm going to ask that our board member, Mr. Hall, do the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Hall, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, and I'll let you do the invocation, Mr. Hall.
Bless this meeting, dear God, and make sure justice is served. We ask of you in your name, amen.
Amen. All right. Are there any notices, proclamations, or acknowledgments from staff?
No, there aren't, Mr. Chairman, but I would like to just make one quick comment or two before we start the regular business.
Yes, sir.
Just a reminder that as the discussion is taking place and votes are being taken, the chairman will do a roll call vote for the board members and for the attendees who wish to speak on an item. Please wait until the board is discussing that item until you use the raise your hand feature. And when it's time to speak, you'll be recognized by the chairman. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other notices, proclamations, or acknowledgments? All right. We're going to move on to item four on the agenda, requested items to be removed. My understanding is this item's actually being continued to the next scheduled meeting. That's River Point two, phase two variance request, Josh Yellen?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Is anybody here to speak on that petition? Okay, hearing none. That item right now is to be requested to be continued to the next meeting. So with the approval of the final agenda, that'll be done. Items requested to be withdrawn. It's no other items. Approval of the minutes from February 27th, 2020. Can I get a motion?
I move that we accept it.
Mr. Condon moved to accept the minutes of February 27th. Can I get a second?
Second.
Seconded by?
Seconded by Mr. Caruso.
Was that Mr. Hall?
Correct.
Okay, seconded by Mr. Hall. All right, and now we're going to vote, and I'm going to just go down the roll call. Mr. Hall, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Aye.
That's an aye. All right, and I vote yes. So the minutes, February 27th, 2020, have been approved. Now I'm going to make a motion for the – well, actually, what we're going to do is I want to just go through the items on the regular agenda. There are no items on the consent agenda. On the regular agenda, there's 213 West 39th Street, parking variance, 11 West – Back Street, 11 West Back Street, expansion of nonconforming use, 1308 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, parking variance, 100 Aberdeen Street, setback and parking variance, 134 East 51st Street, accessory structure, setback variance. If you're on this meeting and there's any items that you're here for that I did not call out, please let us know that right now. Okay, if you're here for any of these items and you believe that they should be moved to either the consent agenda or the or need to be continued, right now would be the time to raise your hand. All right. Okay. All right. Can I get a motion for the approval of the final agenda as I just read out?
I move that we approve the final agenda.
And that was who?
Mike Condon.
Mr. Condon. Yeah. And if y'all would, on the members of the board and also those that listening, if you would just state your name when you're about to vote, unless I'm doing a roll call, that'll help me. It's kind of difficult. Mr. Condon gives us a first a motion. Can I get a second?
Seconded by Hunter.
Seconded by Mr. Hall. All right. Now I'm going to give a roll call vote. Mr. Hall.
Yes.
It's a yes, Mr. Hall. Mr. Condon.
Yes.
Mr. Griffith.
Yes.
And I'm a yes. So that's unanimous. Okay. So we'll move straight into the regular agenda. 213 West 39th Street, parking variance. Mr. Lotson, will you be presenting for us?
Ms. Burke will be presenting.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, can you all hear me okay?
I can. Yes.
Okay. So our first case is petitioner Andre Gadson as agent for Eco-Friendly Contracting. The address is 213 West 39th Street. Show my screen. Do you all see the map screen, or are you seeing my
I see your email.
Oh. Let's see. See if I can get that moved over to the right screen. Okay, here we go. Can you see it now?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the property here in question highlighted. That's 213 West 39th Street. The petitioner is requesting approval of a one-space parking variance in conjunction with the conversion of an existing single-family residence to a two-family residence. The subject property is zoned TN2, traditional neighborhood, and is developed with a single-family residence approximately 2,000 square feet in size. The property is a conforming lot of record that meets the lot width and area requirements. Due to the fact that the applicant is proposing to convert an existing single-family residence into a two-family residence, they will be required to provide one new off-street parking space. The applicant is requesting a variance from that required off-street parking space. Currently, there are no off-street parking spaces provided on the subject property. Let's see here. Let me show you a photo of the property as it is now. There are no special conditions and or circumstances pertaining to this property. And as such, there really is no justification for us to recommend approval for the proposed variance. Therefore, staff recommends denial.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Ms. Burke, any questions for staff from the board? All right, hearing none, is the petitioner present? Mr. Gadsden?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So this is the time for you to be able to present your case and tell us exactly why you would want the relief requested.
Well, from an economic standpoint, the reason why we're trying to convert it into a duplex because of the mass amount of renovation that's required in order to actually get the building up to code. So we think that it'd be more economical if we were to dump $200,000 into the building as far as a return on our investment. We have figured that a duplex will be more feasible as far as the return on investment. And also there's multiple duplexes on that same street. That's that same situation that we have here, which they don't have any off-street parking. So it's not conforming from what's happening. So that's my argument there.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gadsden. Any questions for Mr. Gadsden from the board? Okay, hearing none. Is there anyone else wishing to speak for or against this matter? Right now is the time that if you wish to speak for or against 213 West 39th Street, now is the time. Okay, I don't see any hands raised. So I'm going to close this public hearing and I'll seek a motion. The staff's recommendation is for denial.
I move that we accept the staff recommendation. This is Michael Condon.
Thank you, Mr. Condon. Makes a motion to accept staff's recommendation for denial. Is there a second? Can I get a second on that? Nope. Okay. That motion fails for a second. Can I get another motion? Mr. Hall, Mr. Griffith, Mr. Condon made a motion to.
This is Mr. Griffith. I make a motion to accept the petitioner's request.
Okay. All right. Mr. Griffith has made a motion to allow the parking variance, which would allow them to convert this to a duplex. All right. Can I get a second? Okay, that motion fails for a second. Okay. Period. So, I don't know.
I'm wondering if this is Michael Condon. I'm wondering if this is an issue with the people muting themselves by mistake.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah, I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to figure out. So let's just go again. I mean, Mr. Condon, can you make your motion again?
Yes. I move that we accept the staff recommendation.
Okay. Can I get a second?
Seconded by Hunter Hall.
Okay. Mr. Hall gives a second. And so that motion is to accept staff's recommendation for denial. And it was made a motion by Mr. Condon, seconded by Mr. Hall. Mr. Hall, how do you vote?
Aye, and support the motion.
For the motion, Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Nay.
And I vote yay, so the motion passes 3-1. All right. The next item on the agenda is 11 Backstreet, expansion of nonconforming use.
Okay, let me pull up the images here. Oops.
Ms. Burke, you doing our presentation again?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I am not sure what is going on. I'm having trouble pulling up the pictures. So if you need me to pull up more, I will. But I think I'm going to have to toggle back and forth. So I'll start with the staff report. And if you want me to pull up more images, just let me know that. Mm-hmm. This petition is from James Collins for the Carmelite Monastery of Savannah. The petitioner is requesting approval of the expansion of a nonconforming use in order to demolish an existing living quarters and construct a new monastery building. The subject property is 4.83 acres in size, and there are currently three buildings on site. The subject property is zoned RSF-10, residential single family, and the current zoning ordinance does not permit a monastery in the RSF-10 zoning district. The petitioner wishes to construct a new two-story monastery building within the same general area of the subject property as the existing living quarters, which will be demolished. The new structure will have a footprint of 12,108.1 square feet and a total size of 19,526.24 square feet. The proposed structure meets all the established development standards. Staff found no evidence that the proposed expansion of the existing nonconforming use would be detrimental to the general public or adjacent neighbors. The proposed use is consistent with the existing use that is currently taking place on the subject property. And as such, staff recommends approval of the requested expansion of a nonconforming use.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Burke. Any questions for staff from the board? Mr. Hall, any questions? Mr. Hall, any questions?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Condon, any questions?
No, sir.
Mr. Griffith?
Nope.
Okay, I won't do that every time. I just want to keep y'all honest. Okay, is the petitioner present?
I'm here, Mr. Branch. Can you hear me?
Okay. Mr. Collins?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Mr. Collins, did you hear me on the last petitioner? You know, this is basically just your time to present your case.
Nothing really to add beyond what Ms. Burke said. Only to say that the facility is needed to fulfill the mission of the Carmelites. The Carmelites came to Savannah in 1957 at the invitation of then Bishop Thomas McDonough to pray for the diocese and pray for the area and pray for those suffering in our area. Essentially, the facility that they had is three structures, and one of them was a house. The current living quarters are single-story masonry block building. None of these structures are conducive to the mission of the sisters. So the goal is to construct the new two-story structure to better fulfill their mission.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Collins. Any questions for the petitioner from the board?
This is Michael Condon. The new structure will be used also for residential as well as whatever activities the nuns perform daily?
That's correct, and dining as well. It will include a kitchen.
Okay.
Any other questions for the petitioner from the board? All right. Hearing none, is there anybody wishing to speak for or against this petition? So right now is the time to raise your hand if you wish to speak for or against 11 West Back Street, the Carmelite Ministry. Okay? A monastery. No hands raised. Okay? All right. That being said, I'm going to close this public hearing and I'll seek, well, let me first, Ms. Burke, are you there?
Yes.
Could you just briefly summarize the staff's recommendation again for the board?
Yes. We found no evidence that the proposed expansion would be a detriment and that it was in harmony or consistent with the existing use that is currently taking place. And therefore, we recommend approval for it.
All right. Thank you. All right. So that's staff's recommendation. Approval. Is there any, can I get a motion from the board?
I move that we accept the...
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That was... Who was that? Who was the... Who made that motion? Mr. Griffith?
Mr. Griffith.
Michael Condon.
Mr. Griffith made a motion. Can I get a second?
Yes, Michael Condon.
Mr. Condon seconded it. All right. So, Mr. Hall, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
All right. And I vote yes. So it's unanimously approved. All right. 1308 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard parking variance.
Okay. That one is my case as well. We've got a map up here. Okay, so this next case is Bobby Vermillion acting on behalf of Chinzagut Real Estate Holdings. The address is 100 Aberdeen Street. Right, no, I'm sorry. Am I off? Which one?
It's, yeah, yes. We need to do 1308 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive.
I'm Jr. sorry. I have got my things. I had my stuff mixed up. I apologize. Okay. So I had the right one pulled up. Let's see here. Okay, this is what happens when I stay at home for 2 months with the children doing homeschooling. I don't know how to be adults. Okay, so this case is petitioner Stanley Knowles, 1308 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. I wanted to make you all aware that in my staff report that you all received, in the first paragraph, I had stated that the petitioner was requesting one parking space variance. That was a typo. The petitioner is requesting approval of a two-space parking variance in conjunction with the conversion of a vacant existing two-story structure into a retail establishment on the ground floor with upper-story residential. So I apologize for that error. The subject property is zoned TC2, Traditional Commercial 2, and is developed with a two-story structure that has a footprint of 2,601 square feet. The property itself is 2,650 square feet in size and is a conforming lot of record. Per the ordinance, for the first 3,000 square feet of any non-residential use, there shall be no minimum off-street parking space required. So the ground floor area of the structure is 2,650 square feet, resulting in no off-street parking spaces required for the proposed commercial use. However, the ordinance requires one off-street parking space per upper story residential unit, and the applicant is proposing two upper story residential units, which would require the two parking spaces. Currently, there is no off-street parking provided on the subject property. However, there is on-street parking spaces in front of the building and in the area. The applicant states that they've attempted to purchase property from adjacent property owners in order to provide the required off-street parking spaces, but have been unable to find anybody that's willing to sell. Under special conditions, there are special conditions and or circumstances that exist which warrant me calling them out to your attention. The existing structure covers almost the entirety of the lot, leaving only approximately 49 square feet of lot area vacant. A typical parking space is 9 feet by 18 feet, so they would be per parking space 162 square feet needed, making it impossible to provide the two parking spaces on site. In addition, if the applicant were to use the entire building for commercial uses instead of adding the residential on the second floor, there would be more off-street parking required as the structure then would be over that 3,000 square feet exemption. So therefore, this is the minimum variance necessary to make possible reasonable use of the land. Without some sort of a variance, the property cannot be utilized. In conclusion, there are special conditions and or circumstances that exist that are peculiar to the property. The requested variance is not contrary to the intent of the ordinance, and justification has been provided to allow for the proposed variance. Therefore, staff recommends approval of the requested two-space parking variance. Any questions?
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I was trying to unmute myself. This is Thomas. any questions for the staff? Okay.
No questions.
All right. Is the petitioner present? Ms. Burke, who is the petitioner again?
Stanley Knowles.
Stanley Knowles, yeah, Mr. Knowles. Mr. Knowles, are you present?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, this is Stanley Knowles. I couldn't get muted in. Yes, I am present.
Mr. Knowles, this is your opportunity to present your case. You know, staff has recommended approval of your petition for your parking variance. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, that's just that the the area, there's a residential right next door, and they're in the same scenario. They also don't have any parking space, so the area is set up in that manner where there is no parking spaces for anybody in there of the residential nature. And like I say, I appreciate the staff's approval because it's an area that we're trying to build up, but we sure can't do it cost effectively if we can only do just commercial. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Knowles. Any questions from the board for Mr. Knowles?
This is Michael Condon. Mr. Knowles, do you have a plan beyond just the street parking for folks who are going to live there, or is it part of your long-term plan to try and find some parking? I know from what I read that you've contacted, and I know there's a very large lot behind you guys, and there's one next door. Have you thought at all about possibly renting a couple of parking spaces?
I've talked to both of them. The gentleman behind is the owner of Home Furnishings. I've spoken to him. He said he does not want to split his lot at all. I may be able to rent some parking space from him, but he did not want to sell any. There's a lady that owns the property next door, and I've tried to contact him. In fact, I spoke to the gentleman, the owner of Home Furnishings. He said at one point they were trying to do an assemblage of all those lots, and she would not talk to them. So I'm still pursuing her. I think that's my best bet because he wants way too much money for that lot back there.
there.
Of course, yeah.
I'm still pursuing it, but I had one gentleman that I had one person that was able to talk to her. She's an elderly lady, and she got very resistant, so we kind of backed off a little bit. Hopefully, once she sees things going on there, maybe she'll come more, you know, easily to say, yes, maybe I'll sell. But then at the same time, maybe then she goes up on a price for it. So I'm in a catch 22 really here.
Right. Yeah. My only real concern is in, you know, your ability to rent it. I want you to be successful. I'm very familiar with that building. And I think it's great that that you're developing it. You know, my suggestion is really more as an offer of, you know, help in terms of, you know, your ability to be successful there in renting residential, because MLK is a very busy street at that area. And people have a tendency, you have the gift of a stoplight, which is great, but the, you know, the tendency is that people drive quite quickly down there. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out to you. Might, you know, talk to the furniture gentleman about maybe renting a couple of spaces for your residential customers only. He's got a gigantic lot there that, you know, he may be amenable to doing. Just a suggestion.
Yeah, and I think he will, because right now the right across the alley, those tenants from over at that place, they park behind there as we speak. That's the only parking they have, and they've been parking back there for the longest. So
right.
I think he'd probably be amenable to it. But I just, once I get it going, then I can talk to him about that. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Knowles. Mr. Condon, any other questions for the petitioner? Okay, hearing none, right now is the time for anybody wishing to speak for or against this petition to raise their hand and be recognized. I'll give them a few seconds for anybody to raise their hand. Okay, all right. Hearing none, I'm going to declare this public hearing closed, and I'll entertain a motion. And staff's recommendation is for approval of the variance.
Motion to accept staff's recommendation made by Hunter Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Hall. Can I get a second?
Seconded by Michael Condon.
Thank you, Mr. Condon. All right, now we're going to vote. Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
And I vote yes. So the petition passes unanimously. All right, 100 Aberdeen Street. This is a setback and parking variance request.
Yes. Okay. Let me pull up the site plan here. Okay. This request is from petitioner Bobby Vermillion, acting on behalf of Chinzagut Real Estate Holdings. The address is 100 Aberdeen Street. The petitioner is requesting approval of several variances in conjunction with the conversion of an existing one-story structure for warehouse use, the construction of a two-story addition to the existing structure to be used as art studios, and the construction of a new two-story structure to be used for warehouse. The subject property is zoned ILT, Light Industrial Transition, and is a 0.83-acre conforming lot of record that is currently developed with one 10,000-square-foot single-story building. The applicant is proposing to convert the existing building into a warehouse and build a two-story, 3,600-square-foot addition to the structure for art studio use. In addition, the applicant is proposing to construct a new two-story, 8,030-square-foot building on the lot for warehouse use. The adjacent property to the southeast and a portion of the north property line is developed as a tiny home subdivision. And the remaining property to the north is a communications tower, and the property to the west is developed for industrial uses. So the applicant is requesting quite a few variances. So I'm going to try to use my pointer here to show you where these variances are on the screen. So they are asking for a parking setback variance here along Aberdeen Street. The setback is 10 feet normally, and they would like to be set at 7 feet. So they're requesting a 3-foot parking variance here. Here on the south side, just where the addition is, this is the addition right here. This is the existing building that comes to this line, but would not be required to have any sort of a variance because it's an existing building. But so for here, for this addition that they would like to add and bring in line, they are requesting a buffer variance from 20 feet to 10 feet. So it would be a 10-foot variance. Here on the north side, they are requesting for the new building, they're requesting a interior side yard setback from 15 feet to 4 feet. So the building would be within 4 feet of the property line. So it'd be an 11-foot variance on that side. And the final variance is a buffer variance here on the northern side of the property. They're requesting a buffer variance from 20 feet to 4 feet. So that would be a 16-foot variance up there at that part. There are no special conditions or circumstances that apply to the subject property. It's a conforming lot of record. There's an existing building on site. Although the requested variances would not appear to be injurious to the neighborhood surrounding the subject property and would not be detrimental to the public health, safety, or welfare, hardships have not been demonstrated to justify the recommendation of approval of the variances requested. Staff recommends denial of the variances requested.
Okay. Any questions for staff from the board?
Yes, Michael Condon. On the new building, the immediately to the north of it, is that with where they're requesting the variances for that area right there, is that where the tiny house community is?
The tiny house community, and I don't know if this is doing this on your screen or not, but
it's moving.
Let me see if I can get it to I can bring. Okay, there we go. So the tiny house village is all of this property here. So it comes up just this very little tip of it is the tiny house village property. This part right here is this part right here is the communication tower. So yes, there is a portion of property that is tiny house village. There are no houses back there right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that is property that's owned as a part of that that subdivision or that development.
And the structure is going to be used as a warehouse building, you said?
Yes, that building would be used as a warehouse.
Okay. Down at the on the bottom, if you wouldn't mind scrolling down, the existing building where they're going to add the art studios.
Yes.
The parking there, they're requesting a variance for the setback for the parking. You said it was a 3-foot variance they're requesting?
For the parking area setback, yes.
Is your concern that because people will be pulling directly off of Aberdeen Street into there, I mean, it will be open, right? So that people would pull off the street into there. Is that what your concern is as to that particular variance?
Marcus, I don't know if you want to chime in on this or not.
Yeah. I'll be happy to. I did have some early discussions when the petitioner and I first started discussing this project. I had some discussions with the City of Savannah's traffic engineering staff. And one of the concerns that they raised was the fact that the way these parking spaces are organized, that you'd have the users of the spaces backing into Aberdeen. There are some existing spaces that back into Aberdeen that are associated with the basketball complex that's just south and west of here. But they're not many and it's not used very often, but that was a concern that was raised, that there would be inadequate room to maneuver. And you'd have to use Aberdeen Street for maneuvering when leaving these parking spaces.
So traffic engineering had a concern?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, any other questions from the board for the petitioner? For staff? Any other questions for staff? All right, hearing none, is the petitioner present?
This is John Clegg with Barnard Architects. Can you hear me?
You said Mr. Clay, John Clegg? Yeah, John Clay. John Clay, okay, I got you. Who is Bobby Vermillion?
This is Bobby Vermillion. I'm present as well.
Okay, thank you.
I did want to quickly mention, and I'll let Bobby have the floor, but that last comment about the parking right off of Aberdeen, our civil engineer, Tom Havens with Coastal, did meet with Barry Blanton of City Traffic, and they were amenable to that parking along Aberdeen for a few reasons. If we added a couple of stop signs, improved lighting, they were amenable to that because the volume of traffic on Aberdeen is very low. But I'll let Bobby answer or address the other issues that have been raised. Bobby?
Thank you, John. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to run through the variances as Debbie Burke kind of started off with the parking variance. John mentioned that traffic engineering was amenable if we were to put a couple stop signs in, add some lighting. There also is not a huge issue of any kind of that corner on the basketball side, any kind of obscuring of that view. So as you do come around that, you can fully see cars there and if they are backing and maneuvering. And there's also, as Mr. Lotson mentioned, some parking spaces already on that street. So it wouldn't be something that is not already present. Kind of moving towards the setback there on the south end of the building, that's, as you said, just to kind of bring it so that it matches the existing building so that we get a kind of contiguous look. We have discussed with the tiny homes director about allowing them to do a large mural on that south side of the building. And they were very happy about that. And they are actually supportive of this project, as far as I know, my discussions with them. Going towards the north end of the property, as you can see, there is a communications tower. They do have a 25-foot easement. They have no issue with our infringing on their side yard setback of 15 feet to 4 feet. Does not affect their use of that lot negatively at all. And we do have to maintain that easement for them. So that is no discomfort to them to have that building be moved closer. In my discussion with the Tiny Homes project, going towards this kind of northeast corner where you see that setback infringement, if you could see where the land is and the elevation as we've studied it, as well as where the railroad tracks are there, that little kind of slice, as it were, directly to the east of that building that we're infringing on is undevelopable land. It is both too low and too close to the railroad tracks for development. They have also disclosed to me that in their original plan, phase three would have been the closest of those tiny homes to this project. Phase three is no longer in the works. They are starting phase two, but do not have plans to fulfill phase three, and instead are going to be doing a stormwater retention pond area and some park-like grounds around that. So, our neighbors do not see this as a negative. They actually see this as a positive impact on that area. This land also falls into a federal opportunity zone for new development, and that's exactly what we're trying to do, is bring some new market development to an area that has otherwise not seen so much of that development in the past historically. Thank you.
All right.
I'm happy to answer any other questions.
Any other questions for petitioners from the board?
Yes.
If you don't mind, could you scroll down and see the rendering that we had created of the art gallery?
existing structure. And proposed. I'd also like to mention that in my due diligence as both developer and broker, I have leased about almost 9,000 square feet of the proposed 22,000 square feet. It really demonstrates a need for space like this from local businesses that will be serving this area.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for the petitioners from staff, from the board?
Yes, this is Michael Condon. I think it's it looks like a terrific development that that you're putting together, and from an aesthetic point of view, I certainly think it does make sense to have the art studios in line with the existing structure. You know, I did take a drive by and take a look at the area, and I think it would be an asset to do this. If we could scroll back up to look at the actual plan, I'd appreciate that. So this is actually a question for staff. In terms of the information provided by the petitioner regards traffic and stop signs and lighting and so on, is that something that that can be a condition of our approval?
Mr. Condon, keep in mind, this is Marcus Lotson. Keep in mind that if any variance is granted or not granted here, if the petitioner moves forward with a site development plan, that will be part of the review process. So the city's traffic engineering department will eventually have to sign off on the placement of any parking spaces. For example, if a variance is granted to the parking setback, they would still have to get their site plan approved by city's traffic engineering department.
Okay, that's great. All right.
I say that if there are other things that need to be addressed, like stop signs, that would be the time when that would take place.
Thank you. Okay. I appreciate that.
But to answer your question, the board certainly has latitude to add any conditions should you move to approve something.
Thank you, sir. For the petitioner, the new building, warehouse, is that what you're going to use it for?
That is the plan, yes, sir.
Okay. And I certainly understand the desire to optimize the use of the land that you have, and I don't want to seem to be overly here's my question for you. Does the building need to be that big? Is there a way to do it where you could fit inside the setback and make it a functional, cost-effective project?
Long answer, short answer, yes, we could make it smaller. No, it would not be economical. It would still require the same amount of site work. As you may know, this is currently the carriage house, I think Plantation Carriage House Tours. That has been used, where that new building has been used as a paddock for horses for some time. I believe that an extensive amount of site work will have to be done, and basically all of the dirt removed because of the organic matter that has been present over the past 10, 20 years. So it would not really be economic for us to not utilize the full scale of that lot and ask for this variance. If we were to go smaller, we would still have to basically invest the same amount in and get a much smaller return. I don't have in front of me how big that building would be if we were conforming, but
it'd be quite a bit smaller, right? I agree. Where are the horses going now? I mean, once you start this project, where are they relocated to?
I am not 100% sure of the current owner's plan, but I do think that he intends to retire and either retire or sell off most of these horses so that they can then retire. I think that the carriage tour business as a whole is probably on a decline, as far as its demand in Savannah. And I think that less and less people are interested in seeing these horses dragging around a bunch of tourists. But that is his business, obviously.
Right. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions for the petitioner from the board? Okay. Right now it's time for anybody who wishes to speak for or against this petition to please raise your hand electronically. Speak now. Is there anyone here on right now that would like to speak for or against this petition? And this once again is 100 Aberdeen Street. Okay. Seeing none, I'm going to declare this public hearing closed, and I'll entertain a motion. We can handle these however you would like, but I'm going to run through again the variances, and I'd like staff to confirm and add anything they need. So my understanding is there's three variances: a 3-foot parking variance on the west side, and a buffer variance on that side. And then there's on the north, there's an interior side yard setback of 11 feet that's being requested. Those are both on the building, let's just call it to the east or south. And then on the new building to the north, they're requesting 16-foot variance on that northern or western side. Yeah, right there. All right. Staff.
There's also one more variance. That is a buffer variance on this side. That's going to be on the next page of the
In addition to the buffer variance on the other building.
Correct. There's four variances total.
Four variances. Okay. Buffer on the new building. Okay.
Yes.
And what's the requested buffer size?
What's required is 20 feet here. I don't have the sheet in front of me anymore. Okay. I think you have it that last page. Yes.
16, a 16-foot variance. I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay, there we go. I was thinking four, but yeah, it wasn't looking like that. Yes, so it's...
In the end, there's going to be a 4-foot variance.
It's going to be... Right. It's going to be 4 feet.
A 4-foot buffer. I'm sorry.
Yes. Yes. That's really... Up here is the worst... spot of 4 feet, and then it gets better as you go this way on the property line.
So everybody knows, immediately to the adjacent to that property is basically the railroad tracks, right? Pretty close, yeah. Right?
Yes, you can see it here on their map. The tracks come back this way, so it is close to the train tracks.
Where do they run as far as adjacent to their property? I'm trying to visualize it.
Here. There's a very small spot between this property and the train tracks.
And I wanted to bring that to light because, if it wasn't already clear, because there's already a lot going on that side of the property is what I'm trying to get at.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so... we can handle this however you'd like, but to me, it seems like the best way to go about it would be to go through each request separately.
I agree.
Does anybody have any problem doing it that way? Okay. Hearing none, on the first variance, the 3-foot parking variance on the west side of the existing building. And Ms. Burke, maybe you could get your pointer just so everybody's clear on the first variance we're talking about.
This is right here would be the where the variance would take place.
Correct. Okay. To be clear, staff's recommendation is denial on all these variances, correct?
Correct, because they don't meet the hardships as the way that we're supposed to look at it is whether or not it meets the hardships.
Yeah, I mean, you know, basically, you know, you didn't find that it would be detrimental to any of the surrounding properties or injurious, but you found that it did not meet, you know, it wasn't consistent with the intent of the ordinance and the comprehensive plan. I mean, that was basically what I got from it.
Right. They could still use the property without getting the variances. There wasn't anything unique anything about the piece of property itself that would lend us to see a hardship.
Exactly. All right. Okay. So that variance, the 3-foot parking variance on the west, can I get a motion?
Motion to approve the petitioner's request.
That's a motion from Mr. Hall to approve.
Second by Mr. Condon.
Seconded by Mr. Condon. All right. We're going to roll call. Mr. Hall, how do you vote?
Yes.
And you're making a motion to approve the requested variance. So you're going against staff's recommendation?
Correct.
I'm going to ask you to amend the motion. And I think you should probably state that. One second. Well, I think that the best thing to do, you need to find in opposition to staff to support your motion is what I'm trying to get at. And so probably the best one for you to do is to say that there are special conditions and circumstances which are peculiar to the land, buildings, or structures involved. Subsection B of the staff report. So, Mr. Hall, would you mind going back and revising your motion and support it with that condition, with that language that this that there are special conditions and circumstances that exist on this peculiar that's peculiar to this piece of land, building, and structure?
Would we be interested in hearing what Mr. Condon was saying first?
I'm going to second your motion. So
he's just seconding. Yeah, he's just seconding your motion.
Would Mr. Condon care to make the original motion?
Yeah, whoever wants to make it
directly.
Well, since you've already made the motion, it's on the floor, and he seconded it. I need you to just amend your motion and then have him second it. And I tell you what I'm going to say is, Hunter, the motion needs to be special conditions and circumstances exist that are peculiar to the land, buildings, and structures involved. That's it. And just say, I make a motion to approve based on that. All you got to do is say, I go with what Tommy just said.
I go with what the chairman just said. I believe special conditions exist peculiar to the property, and we should approve the petitioner's request.
Okay. All right. And Mr. Condon, you second that?
I second that.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. Mr. Hall, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
All right. And I vote yes. So that variance is approved. Okay. Moving to the next variance is the buffer variance. It's a 10-foot variance on the buffer requirements on that same area, basically, just next adjacent to it. Yeah, right there. You see that? Okay. So, again, I would say that if you make a motion, I would cite to subsection B of the report and say that special conditions and/or circumstances exist which are peculiar to the land, building, and structures involved. Okay. Now, if you are looking at going against staff's recommendation, all right, can I get a motion for this 10-foot buffer variance?
I make a motion that special circumstances exist for this particular land and structure, and that we should approve the variance requested.
Okay. It's been moved by Mr. Condon. Can I get a second?
Seconded by Mr. Hall.
Mr. Hall. All right. Thank you. Seconded by Mr. Hall. Mr. Hall, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
And I vote yes, and so it's been unanimously approved. The next request is the, let's go to the next building, the interior side yard setback request, 11-foot variance is what's being requested. That's going to be right over there, yep. Okay, you see where that marker is? And that's the difference between the bold dotted line and the smaller dotted line. Okay? All right, so can I get a motion?
I make a motion that special circumstances exist in this particular situation with this particular piece of property, and that we should approve the variance.
Okay, that's Mr. Condon. And by the way, Mr. Brown is now in the meeting. Mr. Brown, have you been on hearing this petition? He hasn't quite got going yet. But anyway, let's go back. So we have a motion by Mr. Condon. It was seconded, correct? Okay, by Mr. Hall. So I am correct. We did have a motion and a second on this.
I don't believe we have. I believe there was a motion and a second yet.
Okay, I just want to make sure because I got sidetracked with Mr. Brown coming in. All right, Mr. Hall, how do you vote?
I think I need to second it first. Did we second it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said you did. Can I get a second?
I would like to second the motion, yes.
Okay, Mr. Hall has seconded it. All right. Mr. Hall, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Okay. And I vote yes on that as well. All right. Now for the buffer variance on the, you know, east side or, yeah, here. You know, at the most extreme point, you know, that's a 16-foot variance, and then it kind of gets better after that. So the requested variance is from the 20-foot buffer variance to a 4-foot buffer variance. Can I get a motion?
I make a motion that special circumstances exist unique to this piece of property that allow that we should approve the variance.
Okay, it's been motioned. Can I get a second?
Seconded by Mr. Hall.
Mr. Hall seconded. All right. Mr. Hall, what's your vote?
Yes.
Mr. Conner?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
All right. And I vote yes. Okay. Now we're on to 134 East 51st Street. Yeah, that covered all four variances, correct? We'll make sure.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're moving on to 134 East 51st Street, accessory structure setback variance.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mr. Hall. I'd like to recuse myself of this vote, please.
Okay, this is the Park Place Outreach, and I believe Mr. Hall's on the board, so he's going to recuse himself from this. And
Correction. It's not the actual nonprofit. It's executive director's property.
Okay. Well, actually, you had mentioned something to me. Okay, so it's not that. It's just the executive director's personal property.
I believe, yes.
Okay, and so you're on the board of Park Place, so you're needing to recuse yourself. Okay. All right. Thank you. Just we won't be calling on you or voting in any matter on this. All right. Staff ready?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. I'll take this one. I'll be able to share my screen here in just a second. But this property is located at 134 East 51st Street. Mm-hmm. The petitioner is requesting a variance to the accessory structure standards in the zoning ordinance, which requires that accessory structures be 5 feet from any lane. You can see on this map, 51st Street is located here. 50th lane is on the rear here, or it shows the approximate location of the proposed garage. This principal residence that's identified on this map is a new construction, recently built. and the petitioner is hoping to install a one-story garage on the front of the property. The property is within an RSF6 residential single family zoning classification. It's a conforming lot of record, and it's within the Ardsley Park Chatham Crescent Conservation Overlay District. There are the parcel is on a block bounded by East 51st Street, Habersham Street, East 50th Lane, and Vetsburg Place. Including the subject property, there are 9 residential dwellings in the block, 8 of which include accessory buildings. Many of these homes, absent of course the subject property, were built circa 1920s, 30s, so they predate of all the zoning regulations as it relates to, in this case, setbacks for accessory buildings. I'm going to show you some of the context along the lane as it exists today. I mentioned that there are a number of existing accessory buildings within the lane, or that abut the lane, I should say, and none of them, you know, lacking a survey, appear to meet the 5-foot setback requirement. So we're going to talk about that a little bit here. So this is a photograph of the lane as it exists, looking from Habersham toward the subject property, which is up on the left. If you see the wooden fence on the left, that's approaching the subject property. And this is another photograph just showing additional context within the lane. A number of the accessory structures, as you can see, and it's a typical service lane used for trash pickup, et cetera, and vehicle access for some of these properties. But there are a number of structures that currently abut the lane. The petitioner is proposing a parking pad and garage to accommodate a vehicle because the existing house, you know, does not have driveway frontage on 51st Street. The petitioner initially sought a dedicated on-street parking on the 51st Street side and permission to install an electric vehicle charger. That request was denied by the city of Savannah, as I understand it, and they may go into a little more detail on that. However, what they would like to do is essentially enclose the parking pad that you see here. And you can see the electric vehicle charger has already been installed on their property. So they do now have an off-street parking space. So this is a matter of whether or not an enclosure would be permitted. As I mentioned, a 5-foot setback is required here. The red brick building adjacent to the property is an accessory building. And you can see its location along with the location of the property, the accessory building on the opposite side of the lane here. This is another photograph looking back toward the subject property. The existing parking pad that's been built, the residence that is mostly complete at this point, finishing touches being completed here for the single family residential structure. We did, I should mention for the record that after the agenda went out, staff did receive a form letter from members of the neighborhood. And I want to read this letter. It was dated May 17th, but we received it on May 26th. So that's why it's not on the agenda. But I just want to read it for the record. A letter dated May 17, 2020. This letter is regarding file number 20-002123-ZBA. A request was made by Julie Wade concerning property at 134 East 51st Street. I am a concerned neighbor against this variance. The request is confusing because the one property faces Vetsburg Place and the new house faces 51st Street, two different houses. If a structure is built using the public property in the lane, it will be a hindrance for emergency vehicles, utility vehicles, sanitation vehicles. It will create a narrow passage in the lane. I have no objections of garage, shed, carriage house, or whatever being built as long as it is on their property. And that letter was signed by the resident and owner of 134 East 50th Street, 140 East 51st Street, 133 East 50th Street, and 137 East 50th Street. And I just wanted to put that on the record, as we did receive those communications after the agenda had already been published. But I will say that as what's proposed, as it relates to that, those comments, what's proposed is on the petitioner's property and not within the lane. But just in terms of the variance requests, there's clearly a pattern of carriage houses being on and in possibly in some cases over existing property lines on the lane. However, we do believe that if a variance is granted, it could be in keeping with the historic development pattern. However, in review of the variance criteria, we find that 100% variance is not justifiable. The petitioner is required to be 5 feet off the lane and they're requesting a 5 foot variance. The board may determine that a lesser variance could be in keeping with surrounding properties and meet the intent of the ordinance, but based on our findings, staff is recommending denial of a 5 foot variance. We believe that although there is a historic pattern here, it's not the way we have to consider variance justification. It does not meet the standard.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lotson. Any questions that the board has for staff? I'll just say, Mr. Lotson, I mean, this is simply an accessory structure setback variance. I mean, we're basically, the question is whether or not they can build an accessory structure in the setback. I mean, that's it in a nutshell, correct?
That's exactly right. Yes, sir. There were, because it's a detached garage, it's required to be 5 feet from the lane. And they're asking for a 5 foot variance.
Okay. All right. Any questions for staff? Okay. Is the petitioner present?
Yes, this is Julie Wade, and my builder, Tracy Tollison with the Tollison Company, is also on the line.
Hello, Ms. Wade and Mr. Tollison. How are you doing?
It's Mrs. Tollison.
Mrs. Tollison. I'm sorry, Mrs. Tollison. I just wanted to, this is your time to present your case, and let us. I do have one question though for you. What is the building exactly right there next, the white building? Is that like a little extra house?
So can we go back to the main picture, plot, the overview? And I'll give a little more background that may or may not be relevant, but just to kind of set the context. Mm-hmm. And while we're finding that, I do want to say, I did speak with our neighbors probably after May 17th, it was within the week, I believe, and they thought we were requesting to go 5 feet into the lane, so 5 feet out beyond our property line, and I clarified that no, we would stay on the property line, and we just wanted to be right at the property line instead of the 5 foot setback. So some of the people that I had that conversation with live in the houses that are cited in that letter, which I have not seen, but they thought we were going out into the lane, which obviously would not be approved or be appropriate. So I don't know if they still have concerns, but I did speak with them about that.
And Mr. Chairman, this letter does reflect that sentiment. They appear to be concerned about encroachment into the lane.
Because there's looking at the aerial, I mean, there's a lot of structures, basically with either a zero lot line or close to it. So
just to give you some background, so the house, and Marcus, Mr. Lotson, if you could hover over our old house, we owned and lived in the house at the corner of Vetsburg and 51st. It had a very large lot, and we subdivided the lot and built the new house facing East 51st Street, which we've now moved into, and we're selling the older house. So the white building you were looking at, that is our new house. And then the brick building that is the accessory building to our old house sits right on the property line. So that's 5 feet from the property line, and then we're another 5 feet. So the white building is the house.
Gotcha.
I do want to clarify that we are proposing, and we've asked to have the garage not over the parking pad, but in the area in between the parking pad and the fence. And so I think there's some confusion there, but but we will basically want to have a straight line where you have the fence and then you have the garage and then you have the parking pad. We have three children, two teenagers, and so we do have multiple vehicles. And so we're looking for the garage and the parking pad with the electric vehicle. I want to thank Mr. Lotson for working with us on this project for over a year. We have tried very hard to keep new construction consistent with the feel of the neighborhood. There are not many opportunities in Ardsley Park for new construction, and we've been very cognizant of that. We do believe that having the accessory building right on the lane line is consistent with the neighborhood. In this lane, as Mr. Lotson noted, nearly all of the accessory buildings abut the lane property, the property line, and are not set 5 feet back. So this would be consistent with that. And to my knowledge, given that all of these accessory buildings are very near the property line, there are no issues with service or maneuverability. You know, garage trucks come in and out, Georgia Power comes in and out, individuals park their vehicles in here. And so they're with all of these properties right up against the property line, there have not been issues of service and maneuverability. These are rights commonly enjoyed by our neighbors due to the age when they built that their houses. And so we are not asking for anything exceptional, but just to be consistent with our neighbors. Someone talked about deprivation. I mean, I guess we'd be deprived of a garage if this is denied. If we have to go back 5 feet, it will not be large enough to accommodate a car. And so we would not be able to have a garage. And we do think it's important to have a garage because it keeps cars off the streets. You can see on the street the number of cars there. And if we can have this the size of a garage, then we'll be able to keep cars off our vehicles off the street. And so for those reasons, we really request that you overrule the staff's objection and grant this variance so that we can build an accessory building on our lot and move forward.
All right. So I just want to summarize real quick. I mean, my understanding is staff's recommending denial, but staff's also making they're basically staff. I mean, Mr. Lotson, you're saying that technically recommending the denial, but I mean, what I heard from you was you also are saying that it's consistent with the neighborhood and the development pattern. Is that a good summary of your of staff position?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, we didn't find, as it relates to reviewing the variance criteria, that this variance request met the criteria. But it is also true that there's a existing development pattern along this lane that includes accessory structures being at the property line.
And so what is staff's recommendation again?
Denial of the 5 foot variance.
Yeah, a technical denial, but you're also saying that there's a lot of consistency with what their request. I mean, that's what I'm hearing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm trying to boil it down here. So any other questions for the petitioner from the board? All right. Is there anybody here wishing to speak for or against this request? So this is the time that if you're here to speak on this matter at all, you're for or against it, 134 East 51st Street. This is the accessory structure setback variance. If you're here to speak on this matter at all, now is the time to raise your hand and to be heard. Give it a moment. Okay. Hearing none, I'm going to declare this public hearing closed, and I'll entertain a motion. Staff recommendations for denial. So if you wish to permit this request, you're going to have to cite to similarly what we did in the last petition.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that due to unique circumstances with this particular parcel in this particular location, that we grant the petitioner's appeal for zoning.
So you're citing to subsection B, which is special conditions and or circumstances exist which are peculiar to this land, buildings, or structures involved, which is not applicable to other lands, buildings, or structures in the same zoning district. And so you're finding there are special conditions. Okay. All right. Can I get a second?
Is that Mr. Second by Griffith.
Okay, so it's we got a motion by Mr. Condon, a second by Mr. Griffith to permit the requested variance. Mr. Hall, how do you vote? I'm not sorry, Mr. Hall is recused. Mr. Condon, how do you vote?
Yes.
That's Mr. Condon, yes. Mr. Griffith, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, and I vote yes. So that petition passes unanimously. Thank you very much. And
thank you all very much.
Thank you. And is there anybody else, any other matters that are not on the agenda, mess and staff, anything that we're missing?
Mr. Chairman, we've completed our regular agenda, I just wanted to let the board know that with these virtual meetings, we're continuing at the MPC to find ways to hold public hearings. We are looking into some alternatives also that we may be getting in touch with the board about between now and the next scheduled meeting, which may include, you know, something other than a Zoom meeting or GoToWebinar meeting, but we'll be following up with you all in the near future here on what our plans are going forward as far as public hearings.
Okay.
Thank you, Marcus.
And I want to thank everybody for all the, you know, this is unusual, but it's nice to get the city's business done and continue to move forward and allow people to do what they need to with their properties. So thank you for the staff and board members and the petitioners, everybody for being understanding and working through this. Hearing, is there any other matters to be discussed? All right, hearing none. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Is that Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Can I get a second?
Seconded by Mr. Hall.
Seconded by Mr. Hall. Mr. Second. Hall, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Condon, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith, how do you vote?
Yes.
And I vote yes, and so we meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.